who were taken appeared against the night.
"Tokar," Bomans murmured, "I hope you rot in hell." There was only one chance left, one impossible chance. It rode on the time-bowed shoulders of a pudgy little man whose powers were not at their sharpest. He marshaled his most potent spells, his greatest magics, all the mystical tricks he had worked out during 37 years' worth of lonely nights, and he started walking toward the Barrowland. Hands reached out to detain him. They found no purchase. From the crowd, an old woman called, "Bo, no, please!" He kept walking. The Barrowland seethed. Ghosts howled among the ruins. The great barrow shook its hump. Earth exploded upward, flaming. A great winged serpent rose against the night. A great scream poured from its mouth. Torrents of dragonfire inundated the Barrowland. Wise green eyes watched Bowman's progress. The fat little man walked into the holocaust, unleashing his arsenal of spells. Fire enveloped him. Chapter 35. The Barrowland, from bad to worse. Returning Raven's letter to the oilskin, I lay back on my bow bed, let my mind go blank. So dramatic, the way Raven told it. I wondered about his sources, though. The wife? Someone had to note the tale's ending and had to hide what was found later. What had become of the wife, anyway? She has no place in legend. Neither does the son, for that matter. The popular stories mention only Bowman's himself. Something there, though. Something I missed. Ah, yes. A congruence with personal experience. The name Bowman's had relied upon, the one that evidently proved insufficiently powerful. I'd heard it before, in equally furious circumstances. In Juniper, as the contest between the lady and the dominator neared its climax, with her ensconced in a castle on one side of the city, and the dominator trying to escape through another on the far side, we discovered the Taken meant to do the company evil once the crisis subsided. Under orders from the captain, we deserted. We seized a ship. As we sailed away, with husband and wife contesting above the burning city, the struggle peaked. The lady proved the stronger. The voice of the dominator shook the world as he vented a last spate of frustration. He had called her by the name Bowman's had thought puissant. Apparently, even the dominator could be mistaken. One sister killed another, and maybe, or maybe not, took her place. Soulcatcher, our one-time mentor and plotter to usurp the lady, it proved during the great struggle at Charm, was another sister. Three sisters, then, at least. One named Ardath, but evidently not the one who became the lady. Maybe the beginnings of something here, all those lists back in the hole, and the genealogies. Find a woman named Ardath, then discover who her sisters were. It's a beginning, I murmured. Feeble, but a beginning. What? I had forgotten Case. He had not taken advantage. I suppose he was too frightened. Nothing.